Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Michelle. Yeah.
Communicate and collaborate.
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. You're waking up with Linda McShann, and it is Mindful Monday. We're going to be short and sweet today. You know, this show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that helps you reach your goals. We have consultants for workshops, education, higher ed, mentorship. But we focus on the young minds of our youth out here. You know, we're the storytellers. We're old school over here. We play old school music, but everyone can relate to that because, you know, there's definitely messages in the music. So whatever we play, listen really, really close. Our topic today, short and sweet, is going to be about compassion, care, and kindness. And those three things heal. They heal anything. So we have to keep it in mind. And, you know, when we bow to a mirror, the reflected image bows back. People who respect others are respected by others in turn. Those who are unstinting in their compassion and concern for others are also protected and supported by others. Our environment is essentially a reflection of ourselves. Keep that in mind, and that's from my favorite mentor, Dr. Sakuri Theta, who is no longer here with us, but he left us ready to have happiness and kindness. We're humanitarians, and we're here to do a job. And in order to do that job correctly, we have to stay healthy and wealthy. And we're talking about diabetes out there. For all of you diabetics, to heal and live. You want to listen to Dr. Glenda Davis. You know, you'll have less stress, no worry. You'll know about the what's, the hows, and the whys that will be given to you by Dr. Davis with love, care, and concern. Dr. Davis's website is www.exposingdiabetes.com. Dr. Davis has master classes. She has workshops. She has programs. You want to unlearn about the lies that you've been told. You want to learn again so that you can live. That's Dr. Glenda Davis. Anytime you see a registration slot, jump in on it. Her master classes, come every other month, basically, and they're free, okay? You want to get this information. You want to get yourself educated so you can learn to heal yourself and learn to live out there. And before we get going, I'd like to give a shout-out to HCA Health Centers, hospitals, and that's down in Pearland, Texas. You know, I'd like to give a shout-out to the entire staff of that medical operation. They are the best out there. There's many, many, many who claim to do what they do. But when we speak of compassion, care, and kindness, and it heals, they get the job done. So before we get going with this information, I'm going to play something for you. You know, going to be the Mercury retrograde. Mercury is that communication, okay? And you're going to watch your behavior. You're going to be more irritable, unfocused, prone to misunderstandings and conflicts, and mental health issues. Mercury is a communication planet, and when it goes into retrograde, it sits still. This is a little planetary information here. Because, you know, you think those stars are just up there blinking? No, they mean something. Pay attention. Start doing your research. Learn what you're about and learn what's moving up around you. Now, when Mercury is in retrograde, you want to sit still, be very, very quiet, because when it takes off and go direct, you want to make sure that you have all your plans, your goals, and everything lined up in a row, because it shoots out. Retrograde, they say it's moving backwards, but actually it's just sitting still. And during this time, you know, you're in a spiritual realm. You know, you have to spend your energy inward. You know, keep in touch with your heart. Spend time exploring the inner workings of your mind and take out time to reflect. That's going to begin on April 1st. I'll get back to you and let you know the exact time. But, you know, we like to do research over here. We like to keep you mindful of everything about yourself and everybody else and everything that's moving around you. So this is Mind for Monday, short and sweet, and again, to HCA, the persons and the entire staff out there, we love you. Texas. You're the best out there, the entire step. We love you. Thank you. Much appreciation to you. You know, healing is what a person needs. And in order to heal, we have to demonstrate that compassion, care, and kindness. And that's exactly what you guys are about. And it's much appreciated. And again, you know, we cannot get amnesia. For those people who support and assist us, we never, ever get amnesia on them. And I'd like to take this time to send condolences to the family of Albert Robertson. His mother passed, is no longer here. And to Evelyn Clark, who lost her daughter basically a week ago. You know, when people are there for you, you always have to be there for them. Even if it's just a smile, a kind word, just to demonstrate the kindness and the care. We're talking today about this compassion, care, and kindness because it definitely heals. You know, without courage, we cannot be compassionate. Courage and compassion are inseparable. Like the two sides of a coin, faith is the wellspring of courage. A cowardly person cannot realize victory in life unless we have the courage to really dedicate our lives and to teach to our fall and our kindness. We cannot construct true happiness for ourselves and others. You know, we have to demonstrate that courage because we are victors over here, and we believe in no retreat and no defeat. We get the job done, and we continue it until it's completed. We are the sun, and so are you out there. So keep shining. Keep shining, and do not allow anyone to bend your sun rays. This is Mindful Monday, and I'm going to play this for Mr. Albert Robertson and his loss of his mother and my friend Evelyn Clark, the loss of her daughter. This is from Patti.
Teeny weeny bird can fly, oh, oh.
Albert Robertson and Evelyn Clark, that is for you. You know, we don't forget. We don't get amnesia here. And both of you are two beautiful, supportive people that would do anything for anyone. So we want to let you know that we're sending our condolences to you and your families and that we love you and we got you. Okay, we got you.
I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape. So I take refuge in this place. Even though the road to glory seems long, the fire in me could win a marathon. Even if nothing you can't overcome. If you dream, then you can do anything.
Believe that you can go where you've never been.
And you can fly high with the strength of all.
anything you wanna do.
Yes, we can do anything we want to do. We make the impossible possible. Remember, for Mindful Monday, compassion, care, and kindness heals, okay? We're healers out here. But you have to start with yourself. Make your stuff start with you first, okay? You know, it all begins and ends with you. And at the end of the day, when you settle down, who do you have to deal with? Yourself. And if you don't have a good day that day, in mind that you're going to have a better day tomorrow. It's all about you beginning. Compassion, care, and kindness heals everything. We want you to tune in tomorrow because Stephanie Hayes for Charity Tuesday, and we're going to be speaking on the importance of touch. You know, she takes us through these series. So get yourself prepared. Get your pencils ready and your pen because you're going to get some education. And it will be the importance of touch out there. We're not going to keep you this evening. This is Mindful Monday, short and sweet. We want you to tune in for tomorrow. We're going to have an exciting week coming up. It's a lot of things going on, but I like to have the performers come on and tell you what's happening. But I'll tell you this. Remember, April 1st, Mercury retrograde. Google it. Find out as much as you can about it. It's very, very powerful. That's about Mercury, is that communication planet. And when you are in those organisms and things, you'll understand what's going on. We love you. We love you. Enjoy. Enjoy your Monday.
Communicate and collaborate.
They want it.
others how to live. We care, share, we love, we're the land.